owners of what was one of the largest egg-producing companies in this country, Quality Egg, pleaded guilty this week in federal court in Iowa to bribing a public official and selling contaminated eggs. The charges stemmed from an outbreak of salmonella in 2010 that sickened as many as 60,000 people and forced the recall of 500 million eggs. Joining us now for more on this and food safety in general is David Plunkett, senior attorney with the Food Safety Program at the Nonpartisan Center for Science in the Public Interest in Washington. David, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to come and talk.
Well, tell us more about what happened in this particular case back in 2010.
You know, there's an outbreak that began in May. They began to get reports of clusters of illnesses from the states. And they saw a spike in the Salmonella enteritidis reports that were coming into CDC. And so they knew something was happening. And once they found out where the outbreak was originating from, they were able to go and investigate. What they found were actually some pretty disgusting conditions. There were problems with dead mice, dead birds inside the barns where the eggs were being laid. There was access to the barns from the outside so that any animal that wanted to could basically come in, bringing whatever it, you know, whatever contaminants it might have. There were no sanitary barriers between the facilities. But I think the thing that really caught people's attention was that there were 8 feet of manure underneath the cages that the birds were laying the eggs in. And so that's a demonstration that there was really a lot of neglect going on in there that probably led to the contamination, to the problems that that they had.
And they were also using, it sounds like, false labels in order to sell old eggs?
Yeah, those were charges, I think, that came in later once they really started investigating. You know, FDA's initial investigation was just on the safety issues, trying to find out what had happened and why people were getting sick. But once they got there, they found that the company apparently was also misbranding the eggs so that they could sell them in states where there were strict limits on how long an egg could sit on the shelf. And also they were attempting apparently to bribe some of the USDA officials who grade the eggs so that they could market them at a higher grade.
And it sounds like it wasn't even a very big bribe. It looks like it was a $300 bribe, but apparently it worked. How big of a deal is a $6.8 million fine for a company like Quality Egg?
I'm sure it's a pretty big deal. You know, I don't know what their profits are. I don't know what their sales are. But $6 million is substantial in the food safety area. Now, one of the things about that fine, though, is that it appears to be related as much to the felony charges, which were the misbranding and the bribery, as it does to the adulteration charge, which is actually a misdemeanor under our laws.
And what does that tell you?
It puts this really in the range of what you might expect in a case like this. Some of the other cases that have gone to trial, Jensen Farms, for example, I think the final court fines were about $150,000 for the two owners. I've seen some other cases where it ranged in about that area. You don't see million-dollar fines too often in food safety area.
Now, in the last several years, there have been several of these kinds of food safety cases. In addition to the salmonella case in 2010, there was a case in Colorado with cantaloupe farmers. They were given home detention over an outbreak of listeria that killed 33 people in 2011. There was a case against the Peanut Corporation of America over the deaths of 9 people who had bad peanut butter. That's still pending. How common are these food safety cases these days?
Now, food safety violations, probably a little more common than we'd like to think. You can measure them by the number of outbreaks. That's how we end up hearing about them. But you also see, FDA will issue something in the range of about 200 to 300 warning letters in any given year. And that tells you that there they found a violation. It was serious enough to merit a warning letter, and the company had an obligation to correct the problem.
Well, and what do you think is the problem at its core? Is it unscrupulous companies, or is it a lack of regulation or a lack of inspectors? Or what is causing 200 or 300 letters a year to go out to companies?
A lot of different things. Part of it is we're adjusting to a new food safety law. The Food Safety Modernization Act was signed into law in 2011. And so companies are having to change the way they do their business. That's going to involve a little bit of transition where they learn the new regulatory requirements. You've also got issues with the companies know that FDA is underfunded, that they get into these plants maybe once every 5 to 10 years.
That's it.
And they're supposed to improve under the new law, but unless Congress approves more funding so that they can hire the staff necessary to make those inspections work, you're going to continue to see the companies feeling like, you know, they've got a little slack. And you may see some people relax a little bit on their standards to meet whatever cost obligations or production goals that they have. Most of the companies, I will say, are very, very cognizant of their responsibilities to do food safety. I think a lot of them do a good job. When you see these warning letters, sometimes the warnings are for things that are just really look more like mistakes than actual, you know, intentional neglect of their responsibilities.
You also point out that one of the problems is that there are so many agencies that are responsible for various parts of the food industry that it's hard to keep track of who's supposed to be watching whom.
Yeah, that really gets to part of the problem that we haven't solved, even with the new law. And that is that we've got some 13 different agencies administering 30 different laws that in some way impact food safety. We really need to start talking about and talking again about doing a single agency to oversee this very important sector of our economy, particularly when you can have situations where, you know, as in the case of Right Egg or Quality Eggs, a company that is not going to do the right thing, can cause a lot of illnesses and cause a lot of problems out in society. And those problems don't only affect the people who get sick, they also affect the other businesses that are in that area who find their products being pulled off the shelf as well and consumers refusing to buy them. Because what the consumer knows is this commodity is causing an illness. I don't have to eat this commodity, and therefore they'll shift to some other product.
Well, did the fact that there are so many agencies play any role in Quality Egg?
Yeah. In that situation, you really see what the problem is because you had USDA inspectors at Quality Egg. They were there to do the grading, you know, grade A, double A, whatever the grading standard for the egg was based on its size and appearance. They were not there to do safety, but they were there every day. And they were fully qualified to look at the safety and the conditions at the plant. And they were under an obligation to report to FDA if they saw problems. They simply didn't see them until we had an outbreak and had serious issues of people being sick.
That's David Plunkett, senior attorney with the Food Safety Program at the Nonpartisan Center for Science and the Public Interest in Washington. David, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.